yourself and not for your team.
Okay, I like that. I should pass around the microphone again, I'm sorry. Repeat that, please, ma'am.
Being in it for yourself only and not your team.
Very good, thank you.
Constantly telling people what to do instead of letting them think on their own or do what they think they need to do.
Very good, I like it. Actually, I don't like it. I like the comment. I don't like that.
I was just thinking when there's jealousy involved in from the leader seeing others succeed or like that.
Yeah, I would say jealousy in any fashion, right? I've never seen anything good come out of jealousy. Yeah. Any others? I'm getting my exercise. This is great. You know, I didn't get up and use the gym this morning, so...
Teach them how to do it and let them follow by your example.
And the opposite would be, now you said the good, what would be the bad?
Well, Richard Stokes, mm-hmm. in his example, you know, but being very, very good, because God in Genesis said when he created something, everything was very, very good. You know, so I try not to even focus on the bad. The bad will take care of itself.
Okay. Well, we'll let you do that. I have to sometimes identify what this bad is so that we can avoid it, right? And train out of it. Yeah?
To communicate well and be available is, or okay. not being available, rather.
Communicating well. I like it.
Or the bad would be not communicating and not being available.
Excellent. Thank you. Bye.
I was just going to say, a bad example is if you build the groups for somebody else.
You'd hold that a little closer.
If you build the group for somebody else, then they don't appreciate it down the road. You know, you're in trouble.
Very good. Thank you. I need a volunteer to read this quote. Another reader. Did you read last time? Oh, you did. Okay.
Best of leadership encourages and motivates people to act in ways that cause them to grow and improve, such that they encourage and motivate others to do the same.
Okay. So if you're leading well and doing a good job of leading, then the people you're leading, right, or are following you, they are doing more, they are stretching more, they're improving, they are growing, they are creating goodness around them, and that's an indication that your leadership is good. And you see it happening then, it duplicating into the next level of people then also that they are leading, encouraging, growing, and you see these positive, these good fruits. Now, the opposite of that is when you see some of these things that some of you mentioned, things like jealousy, things like anger, things like frustration, things like stealing, things like, right? All of these kinds of negatives means that the leadership is not doing the right educating, training, motivating, and encouraging. So I put that on ourselves as leaders, that if things like that are happening in our groups, it's one thing to get upset at the person who has done that, but it's another thing to look to ourselves as leaders and say, why didn't we teach them better? Have you ever done that as a parent? You see your children's actions and you go, ooh, they got that from me. Right? My wife reminds me of the things that my kids get from me all the time.
That's you.
Oh, that's you in them. That's it. So we see that happening. And sometimes it's not by ill intent. Sometimes it's just by making mistakes, right? You bring people into network marketing. They've never been in the industry, or they've been in a different environment, maybe a different group setting, different culture, where things weren't done hunky-dory, right, and fair. And they come with baggage and experience and habits. And so what do as leaders? We love them. We kiss them on the forehead. We kick them in the butt. But we create a culture of people around us who understand what good leadership is, that understand what good fruits of leadership are, and we encourage them. Now, there's a little trick that I learned when I was about 19 years old, and it was a way to give people feedback. Because as a parent, it's vital that you give your children feedback, isn't it? Because you observe them, you have to give them feedback or they will never change. As a leader, it's no different. However, we already talked about that it's even harder than children because They're not going to come to your dinner table every day to eat, right? You don't have that over them. Volunteer army, they can just disappear and you never even know why. So this little tool has worked really, really well for me. And it's so simple, you're going to say, oh, it's not even worth me writing it down, but I'm going to ask you to write this down because it works. It's so simple. Sometimes the simplest things are what work, isn't it? Well, this is definitely one of those times. When you feel inclined to give someone feedback, when you feel that somebody needs to be taught, somebody might be doing something wrong and they need to be encouraged and taught, require yourself to identify three positives that they are doing first before you mention anything critical. Always love and then teach.